Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joins us post $31 million meeting last night, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually our first meeting back from lifting the local state of emergency, or my first in-person public meeting, the citywide neighborhood meeting. And it was nice to be back inside the city council chambers and meeting with some of the regulars that show up to our city council meetings and talking about important city issues. And last night we were talking about how we can make best use of the American Rescue Plan dollar. So it was a small group. I wasn't really knowing what to expect with coming back and having an in-person meeting, but it was a small group, but we had an important discussion and I think got some good feedback about how we can best use some of those funds to help get our businesses and families across the city back on their feet.
Well, we went over the Jonathan Green plan. Are you behind that, or?
You know, I think that Jonathan and our city manager put together a preliminary plan that makes a lot of sense as to the eligible activities as defined by the final rule put out by Treasury in terms of how we can use those funds. A lot of it is, I think, investments in our infrastructure, which makes sense. He's got proposals to invest in about half of the money into water and sewer funds, which makes sense. I think that, part of it going to service line replacements, part of it going to replace undersized water main replacements so that we're having, good water pressure across the city, and some plant improvement projects, some investments into some lift stations that are just critical pieces of infrastructure so that we can use some of these resources to tackle some of those projects, create some good paying jobs in the process, and also make investments in our critical infrastructure. I mean, in some of these projects, if we have a critical failure in our one of our lifts, that means that sewer is going to be backing up into homes across the city. So there's just some big, I think, critical infrastructure projects that we haven't been able to tackle for a long time that these funds allow us to use under the final rule. And I think that what the federal government realizes how critical affordable clean drinking water is for protecting the public health, and that's why they decided to make investments in our water and sewer infrastructure on an eligible activity under the final rule. Jonathan's proposal has obviously money going back into our city operations and kind of budget stabilization around our income tax revenue replacement. We are slated to lose a fair chunk of income tax. I think in the current or last fiscal year was around $826,000 for the current fiscal year, and next, we're looking at estimating about $2.6 million and another $1.9 million respectively, totaling about just over $5 million of a loss of income tax revenue over those three fiscal years that, is a creates a substantial impact on our general fund. And, two-thirds of our general fund goes to our public safety operations, our police officers, our firefighters, other public safety expenditures that are critical components of what we do as a city. So using some of those resources to make up for that city income tax loss makes sense. Using some of those resources to reinvest in public improvement projects that were put on hold during the pandemic, park improvements, you know, trails, some of the other projects that we've sought to undertake as a city over the last couple of years, putting those back into play, and then using a portion of it to also go towards economic stabilization and things that we've been able to do over the last couple of years with some CARES Act funding. I think it's something that also makes sense, and what we can do, how some of those projects and programs are eventually flushed out, I think, is what we wanted to get feedback on last night. There's a wide range of eligible activities, and, you know, I wanted to also make it a point that we do have some serious problems in the community. Ken Toll from the United Way obviously was there last night. Obviously, we've had a meeting talking about the Ethnos project and what we can do to kind of build financial stability in the city with that project through dealing with housing insecurity and instability. I think just points to the fact that, you know, one of the biggest things that we've seen during the pandemic is affordable housing and needs of housing, needs of a variety of different resources within that can deal with that housing insecurity is probably the biggest issue that we faced before the pandemic, and certainly something that we continue to face now, and I think also something that's been exacerbated because of the pandemic. So I think that the people that turned out last night recognized that, proposed some different issues, proposed some different programs to explore, but overall I think it was a good meeting and good mm-hmm. to be back and soliciting some feedback.
One thing I don't see, I don't know if it's hidden in here or not, would be street repair.
Yeah. Well, I think that straight up street repair is not an eligible activity, but if you look at investments in our water and sewer infrastructure, getting in and replacing some of those water mains is going to necessitate that we fix some of those streets.
Uh-huh.
So that's where we're making up some of the ground there, mm-hmm. making up some of the ground in some of the lead service line replacements. That just by the nature of having to get into the road to replace those pipes is going to help us to use some of those resources to fix some of the streets. Obviously, $32 million or $31.4 million isn't enough to fix all the streets in the city.
Right.
But this will give us a good opportunity to invest in some of our critical water and sewer infrastructure, and in doing so, start to get more of those streets fixed.
Any worthwhile ideas from your fan club there?
Well, it was nice to see John C. King in person. And shout out to John C. King. I'm sure he's listening. But, you know, I think that there were a lot of ideas that kind of addressed some of the housing insecurity that we face. Some people talked about if there's the ability for us to use some of the funds to go towards credits or incentives for first-time home buyers, resources for people that are looking to buy homes to move into the city, and a number of different issues around making our housing more affordable in the city. So I think that was, if I were to point to something that people really wanted us to continue to focus on, I think it would be what can we do to address some of the housing instability and help make help to address some of the issues around housing that we face here in the city.
So the new tribes project would that be number one as far as moving in that direction?
Well, I think that's one of the options. And, you know, I had the opportunity to talk to Ken Toll, the executive director of the United Way, after the meeting. I think that that is more of a case in point of a community partner that has reached out to the city, that has kind of understood the opportunity to use these funds in a very transformational way to address a specific issue in the city around building financial stability and addressing poverty, and doing that through a kind of housing first approach of focusing on helping to bridge the gap between, you know, the low barrier shelter that we have and some of the other affordable housing opportunities that we have, and to kind of create a space for transitional housing and programming that helps build financial stability, gets people the tools and resources that they need to find good paying jobs and opportunities in the city and access to different services. So I think that that's the Ethnos project. That sort of programming is an example of a, you know, community partner taking a look at the American Rescue Plan dollars and mm-hmm. trying to figure out how we can use those to create systems change around housing and financial stability here in the city.
Is that a project, Derek, that would at all pique the interest of a private developer?
You know, I think that...
Or would that be too tough?
You know, I think that the facility is, you know, obviously it's on the market. Mm-hmm. It's open for a private investment in turning that facility into whatever sort of marketable project is able to go into that building. I don't necessarily know if a private developer would invest in that sort of in the project being proposed by the United Way, but certainly there, I think, is interest in the philanthropic community to make investments in that project and that sort of programming for sure.
Yeah, take that building and take the Hayes building. Would the big difference be just simply the location? I know you were impressed with the Tribes building.
Yeah, I mean, the Tribes building obviously is in a much better condition than the Hayes Hotel.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's a lot more turnkey, has a lot more built-out amenities for the type of activity that's being proposed with, you know, workout facility, a daycare facility. It's got, you know, a whole laundromat in there. So I think it lends itself well to the type of activity that the United Way has proposed there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Hayes Hotel, I think, is much more apt for private investment and returning it to a mixed-use facility that has some degree of lofts, has a hotel space as well as kind of commercial and restaurant space on the first floor, and we're continuing to move forward with that and getting working with the development community to continue to push forward that project. But, you know, I think the Ethnos proposal is, again, one of those projects that we have and one of those opportunities for us to make transformational change in how we address some of the biggest problems that we have faced and will continue to face. You know, the economic impact of the pandemic is estimated to be felt and over the next 7 years plus. So we got to use these funds in a way that speaks to that and creates some long-term, has a long-term impact here in the city to deal with some of the businesses and families that have been impacted by the pandemic and the shutdown and all of the things that we've hardship that we've worked through together as a community over the last year.
Anything big on the docket coming up next meeting?
Our next city council meeting is the 13th. I think we're going to be talking about some of the initial projects at the water and sewer plant to use some of those American Rescue Plan dollars for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. You know, typically we have fairly light summers as a city council, and then we come back into, you know, full swing in the fall. So I think that's why we wanted to kind of sandwich these American Rescue Plan, you know, citywide neighborhood meetings to talk about how we can expend some of those resources before we get started, and you know, how we can continue to utilize those resources in the coming years to help the people and businesses that we have here.
How do you get your hands on that money? Is that is that like a credit card with Janet Yellen's picture on it, or or do they put it right into Marty's account?
Yeah, well, it is you know, something that council has to vote to expend, just like any other public resources. And then we're going to have to, we have a certain period of time to commit those funds. And then it kind of operates on a reimbursement where we kind of go in and apply for those funds and are awarded those funds from the federal government. So it's not like we got a injection of cash that's sitting there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But you know, those resources are available, and it's on us to figure out how to put them to best use to not only make the critical investments in our infrastructure, but, you know, help the businesses and families that we have here and figure out what we can do to build back better and, you know, propel ourselves out of the pandemic and rebuild our local economy and figure out what we can do to ease some of the hardship that we face here.
No Bitcoin.
Probably not.
Hey, Derek, have a good one. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.